Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 26, baby.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Stinky
wow,
episode.
There we go.
We're your hosts, Monkey, and Funky Monkey.
Oh, wow, I'm the Funky Monkey.
That's debatable. I don't really know who he was talking about.
So last week, we decided to start using our Twitter, at Purple Monkey Pod, and we just wanted to see how far we could push it. Not by being offensive, not by hurting people's feelings, but by just saying the dumbest shit
take it to the
and seeing
zone.
If people like, take
I
it seriously.
I think it inadvertently kind of came across offensive, some of it.
I mean, it's all in good
Some
time.
Of them.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
It was all a loving game. We did that out of our love in our hearts. Love in our monkey hearts.
We're full of love.
So, we generally enjoy messing with K-pop people.
As you,
because
they really like to take themselves
seriously.
They
like seriously. To get down and party with the
So,
Oh, yeah.
We were kind of shitposting at them for a while, like, stinky, like, poopy monkey posting. But then we said this one thing that really got on their nerves when they said some list of the top K-pop artists.
Of our generation.
We went and said, Pop Smoke is better. For those of you know, Pop Smoke is a rapper.
Who passed away, right?
That's not relevant to this.
Just
pretty
so
much.
Even
they all freaked
still
out.
Better than any K-pop, I guess. Right?
They all the K-pop people freaked out at us saying Pop Smoke is better than BTS Jungkook. And we were getting swarmed with replies. Everyone's like, you're so stupid.
How could you say that?
This account. This K-pop fan account with like 10,000 followers reposted it, and they were all like, "How did they think that he's K-pop?"
And then, all the comments were like,
"He's so stupid!"
Like, oh my gosh, he spelled source at your source is wrong because we were trying to mess around with dumb grammar and whatever. It was just funny.
We made a fake article. It said Pop Smoke is 90% Korean, according to a background check. And a good half of them took the bait completely. Like, okay,
sued.
Even then.
Yeah.
So K-pop stupid.
K-pop
I mean,
Smoke.
There you go. Why wouldn't we smoke. Think of that one?
But I mean, it is crazy how seriously they take themselves and anyone who says something stupid.
Yeah, it's also...
I mean, people were getting pissed. I was making fun of Jared Leto Joker from Suicide Squad.
A truly awful Joker.
This guy was like doing like death threats. Like, Deadshot, permission to kill this guy?
Permission to commence Deadshot.
Nerdy chunch.
Nerd.
But it's also crazy just how many like responses you can get just by like spamming, not really spamming.
Oh,
just
by saying one stupid thing.
It'll like trigger like,
you
a,
just
like
absolutely
it'll trigger a whole audience. The goal is to get as many people like upset as you can. You try and anger everyone. It's the best way to do it.
I mean, it would be easy to just say something like completely like fucked up to get people mad. I think the funny thing is saying something that isn't like actually bad at all.
Yeah, it's like being a nuisance.
And just seeing how pissed people will like, get at something like Pop Smoke is better.
Or does MLB stand for man's lubular buttocks? Like everyone knows what MLB means.
Someone wanted to drop kick me because I said that Sonics was a video game, not a basketball team.
Okay, that was actually me. I was the one who sent that one.
Just clarifying.
Yeah, I got a little mad.
Sorry I angered you.
Yeah,
and then one last thing that I thought was funny is we responded to this fucking like fucked up account called Femboy University.
Oh gosh.
Where they just post like strap on videos.
Well,
like
strap
that,
was trending on Twitter.
They made this post something like respond to this if you want to get boned by a strap on. And we responded, me.
The thing is, we didn't just look for strap-on things. It was trending on Twitter.
They slid into our DMs after we said that. They said,
Slippery
hey,
salmon.
And then we responded, hey, what's up? Right after we said that, their account got fucking suspended.
No.
We'll never know what could have been.
It's a shame.
We were so
it could have had a blossoming
excited
relationship.
For that opportunity.
We'll see if they get unsuspended, but for an
we'll
account...
keep you updated.
called Femboy it's University.
Not looking good.
Maybe.
Dude, that would have been our first university, dude. Damn it.
No.
No, not Femboy University. But yeah, if you guys want to stay tuned at our quest of being absolute idiots and getting people pissed at nothing.
I feel like eventually this is going to blow up in our face.
A ticking time
bomb. We're
not saying anything.
We're,
saying anything that's actually like bad. We're just saying stupid things.
But one day it's going to like blow up in our face.
Even if we slander K-pop, it's just an opinion. I mean, you can slander any music genre you want, but usually some of them have talent behind them.
As long as you're not being, like, actually, like, just, like, insensitive
just,
like someone, like, dying or something.
Die. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's bad. But just to be like,
even though that's
okay,
basically what
I
we've
like
done on this podcast
Harlem Shake
before.
Better than it's, K-pop, then they can get pissed at you.
It's basically what we've done on this podcast anyway.
I mean, honestly.
We've already made fun of people's deaths on this
podcast. I really don't think
podcast.
We've said anything too bad ever. And even if, like, okay, we made fun of K-pop, as long as you just own up to it as a joke. It's not a big deal at all.
Yeah, it's probably fine. We'll see. We'll keep you updated on the adventure.
Anyways, yeah. Stay tuned with that at Purple Monkey Pod on Twitter. We did get suspended because we were spam reported by the K-poppers.
But we weren't like spamming.
So
all
I think
three
that means we're on our
now.
Last straw. So if they do it again, we could get permanently suspended.
But don't worry, we'll create a new account.
So then we'll just make a new one because I'm not very attached to. It's like a brand new account, pretty much. But yeah, anyways, go follow that. We'll see how long it stays up for. And on to our next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5. Delay.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I thought we were counting.
Avatar is now a TV series of movies.
Wait, so yes. The whole franchise got delayed. So finally some good news out of this coronavirus thing.
The thing is, the weird thing I think is that the first movie took 10 years to make one, and then now they're producing 4 in 8 years. Which, first of all, doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I don't know how it's working.
How are they? Well, because.
And also, no one has
fair.
The attention span to watch 4 movies. Like, the first one was good because it was revolutionary. No one actually really cares about it anymore.
It was the special effects. That was it.
It makes sense why they take that much time to make the first one, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, the first time they did that type of stuff. But now it's commonplace to have that kind of CGI.
Yeah, it's.
I don't understand what the gimmick is anymore.
It's gonna turn to like Terminator or like.
I don't think anyone liked the story.
Transformers.
It seems like
it is gonna be Terminator.
It seems like James Cameron.
Everyone liked Terminator because it was a good movie.
Yeah, James Cameron's made some good movies, but it seems like he's had an easier time going to the Titanic than he has making this a franchise. It's absurd.
Yeah, he would make a movie Titanic 2. I guarantee it.
Oh my god!
I can see I'm doing that.
The ship just floats back up.
Oh my gosh! What? Look at that.
Okay, so it turns out we didn't die in the last one.
Turns out there were so many fat people aboard the ship that it ropes back to the surface. The end. Okay, in 3D,
IMAX.
Apparently, it's gonna. The thing that's gonna be different about this is that it's gonna be a different viewing experience, which doesn't even make sense. I don't even know how that's
what
like
how.
Wait, how?
I don't know.
Like 3D. They've already done 3D.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, like, dude, what if they make it VR?
What if they make it 5D? You're in the movie.
You're one of the
5D
actors.
With the fleshlight add-on.
Oh. Fleshlight add-on in your seat. It's reusable.
Really sexy.
Reusable. Avatar. Oh, wait, there's never been a seat.
Oh, yeah, they use the same. The theater just has, like, the same that everyone who goes through uses.
I mean, share the wealth.
It's crusty.
First, Avatar's groundbreaking. First CG full nude scene. Oh, no.
First full nude CG scene.
Yeah.
We live
oh my god!
Alien fantasies.
I'm sure it's been done before.
Really? A CG nude scene? I don't think so.
Probably.
Like an actual
movie? I'd
be surprised
movie?
Like
if
a
it
big,
wasn't.
Not.
And like a big budget.
I'll do some
I know, like third party.
Oh, I'm sure. There's probably some.
I'll happily
like
do some investigating, and I'll report back my findings.
Yeah, Theo will. We'll find. We'll figure that next
time. Yeah, Theo will figure it out for us. All right. I'm gonna call that our first segment.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening this far. Big shout out to our patrons, Lily and Pirate, and Timmy McTim. So they skip right to the action. Rest of you guys, see you in a bit. And yeah, see you. All right, welcome back, monkeys. We're going to hop right back into the money count this week.
There we go.
At a fatty 11-10.
Wow.
Very nice.
That's
nice. Very big. Big cat.
That's great. But really, even more important than that is a horse fact. So, did you guys know that horses have bigger eyes than any other mammal that live on land? And because their eyes are on the side of their head, they are capable of seeing nearly 360 degrees at one time. Thank you very much.
Really? I didn't know horses.
Ryan has big eyes. That accounts for why he's the way he is.
Oh. Really? Yeah, maybe.
Oh, well, he's just bigger everything.
So everything's a little enlarged. It's a little hard to...
I think everything's a bit...
out of proportion.
Out of proportion. Speaking of portions, he doesn't seem to know much about portion size.
Okay. Now it's bullying.
Bit of a chunky guy. Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. Ruined it, no, I guess. Okay. Sorry.
It was a foul
Sorry,
attempt.
Guys. I mean... Okay, Halo Infinite trailer came out.
Okay, thanks for listening. No, Halo Infinite trailer came out finally after months of teasing it and releasing Halo card game instead. We got the trailer yesterday.
Halo the
Xbox
Gathering
showcase, and that was really the only good game they showed. They showed like a teaser for Forza Motorsport, but no one cares.
Who cares?
Okay, shut up. Yeah. They're all the same.
No one cares.
I think the consensus surrounding the Halo Infinite trailer was it looks like
a Halo game.
That was,
for sure.
I think people were expecting some big, like, okay, revolutionize the series, final Halo game 343 is going to do, really has to be big. But no, it was just basically Halo 5 Part 2 with similar graphics as the first game.
Yeah, it's like no Halo game has been revolutionary since the first Halo.
Yeah.
I think the second one was better than the first.
I think parts of it, yeah.
And the third was pretty good as well.
I mean, each game in Reach was pretty good.
Actually, I think
they're all just good shooters.
They all made improvements, but like nothing has been like, wow, you know, jaw-dropping. Oh, that's different. You know, they've been better.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I think Reach was the best one, but maybe just because of the time.
Reach is pretty good.
But yeah, Halo Infinite's got getting a lot of mixed reviews. I think most people consider it they're just going to wait until it comes out to make their decision. But another rumor that I actually...
Yeah, I mean, that's what you should
I actually
do.
Just read, apparently, which might be worse. It says, there's a rumor that Halo Infinite may launch without multiplayer. Which,
that would be a nail in the coffin.
And I don't know if that's true or not.
A lot of people play these games just for the multiplayer.
I assume it's just a rumor. I think they're probably going to address it soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that at face value.
Because I feel like that's one of the parts that... was sort of big in the day. Halo 2 brought Xbox Live, and that's why it was such a popular game. And so if Halo Infinite's going to launch without a multiplayer component, that's going
to
be a huge...
They really want to go back to the roots. I mean, the whole thing felt like a bit of a nostalgia grab.
Especially the cover.
Yeah. It was so revolutionary with Xbox Live that now we're taking it away. Epic.
Really, I think probably the best thing that they have going right now is that they're all going to be on Game Pass, so that means it's... pretty much you don't have to buy the game, you just pay for Game Pass and then you can play it. But I have a weird feeling they're just gonna raise the prices on Game Pass like the month before. Okay, it's now $60 a month for Game Pass instead of 15.
Oh god,
so
that'd suck. Yeah,
I have a feeling like they're not gonna let people just pay like a dollar for it. They're gonna like raise all the prices in November or something.
That would be really funny actually.
I think
price of
be.
Halo Infinite,
but I guess that's
infinitely
draws.
Oh god.
We were talking a bit during our extended episode. Shout out the patrons.
Shout out
able to get that. Where we were saying that the only way I think it could be completely revolutionary is if it puts the detail of a small world game in a big world. And let me describe that a bit better. Like games like Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, you got these small worlds completely realized. So much stuff to do around every corner. Like Mario Odyssey did that really well. But then you also have these open world games, these huge games. They are like gigantic.
I do think Halo's at a bit of a disadvantage.
They look beautiful,
but
there's nothing to do. It's empty.
I also feel like...
What if they put the detail of those small worlds into a big one?
Well,
I think the only game that has come close to that is Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
But
Breath of the Wild has a lot more gameplay features than Halo would. Halo's at a sort of disadvantage as it's only a first person shooter.
True.
But hey, he has a grapple hook now. Master Chief gets grapple hook edition.
Oh my god.
Grapple things.
Grapple him up.
Yeah, that was part of the trailer. You
can, yeah, I could see him now grappling things.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
That's a
I
good
guess
addition to it. I mean, why don't they just give him the jetpack again? Really?
Like, no, now you can grapple.
I think so. The main part, the show opened with an 8-minute demo that they had. And I think one of the main gripes of the demo was that it didn't really look next gen. Like, I could easily play this on the Xbox One and feel no loss.
It looked
playing with the next Series X.
It looked like an interesting art style for Halo.
It was interesting.
Like, it looked cartoon.
Yeah,
like,
I noticed
that
too.
On the demo. There was like environments, like there was clouds that were forming as the Master Chief was moving around.
It was
just wasn't
a
good
showcase.
It was
a very
game.
Bright game. To my
yeah,
eyes,
it's pretty looking.
Yeah,
yeah, it was more colorful than you'd expect from Halo. But although Halo 5 was a fucking clusterfuck.
Also, one
of
thing
colors
I didn't notice, I don't know, maybe if they didn't show it off, but in Halo 5, it was also one of the first games to feature like the modern style of where you can zoom in on all your weapons. All the previous Halos, you couldn't actually like zoom in on an assault rifle or anything. And they didn't show that in
Halo 5.
Halo 5 you could, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Halo 5 was the first one to do it. And Halo Infinite, I didn't see anything zooming in except for like the battle rifles and stuff. So maybe they're going back to like the original Halo that way as well, which could be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they took a step back. But I don't think they understand why people prefer the original over Halo 5, if that's really what they're doing. That doesn't seem like the type of thing people are pissed about.
Well, also, I mean, Halo 5 had like a
wall bash in the
ground.
The game is
bash in the
is
ground
it feels uninspired compared to the first.
Yeah, the story sucks.
Like I don't understand what they're doing at this point, but I guess they'll just do what they want. I mean, we should be thankful we get cool games anyways.
Yeah.
It could be like shitty games. Imagine if Ubisoft was everything.
Yeah. Or
hell on earth.
Company. I don't know. Yeah.
Hell on earth.
Or
yeah.
EA.
I mean, Rayman though. Rayman's good.
Yeah. Rayman's the only good Ubisoft game. All right.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's funny. I guess we just have to wait and see how Halo turns out.
Yeah, they're going to be announcing more stuff over the coming months. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. That's all we can do.
Oh, one more thing for today. Valorant, this popular, epic, apparently, game. I've never played. I don't plan on...
I've seen gameplay.
It just looks like Overwatch, Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it just looks boring.
But apparently they've launched a $300 skin. I don't.
Oh,
why?
Did you see the SpongeBob? Did you see the SpongeBob thing? They've released for the new SpongeBob game. There was a $300 game. It was called the Fun Pack, and you just got the SpongeBob game and like two action figures. I was like, oh
for
no!
$300, the Fun Pack.
You get
just
what?
Look it up. You can look up SpongeBob SquarePants Fun Pack, and it's $300.
That you've been robbed.
SpongeBob.
And it just comes with, I believe, two action figures, some like trading cards or something. It's like Battle for
Bikini.
Obviously,
we're searching. Search.
Oh yeah, it looks like action figures. I mean, I wouldn't personally do this, but I guess I. At least
yeah,
it's physical.
But dude, you can buy.
Paying for skins.
I bought a Nintendo Switch set for that for $299.
What's really funny about this is if the game servers are shut down, let's say like 20 years from now, that's just you spent money on nothing.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Same with like all these like Fortnite
you've
skins.
You've given your money to nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like you
have taken money out of your bank account and just it's vaporized.
That's what's interesting about these online based games, because they will not last forever.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Like there's no, because once the servers are down,
I mean, I don't even like
done
playing them. Like they're fun, but like what do you get out of it? Besides, you know, a fun 10
you
minutes.
Just dopamine.
Yeah. I don't really see.
That's interesting to see. It's interesting that people buy this stuff. I guess I just don't understand it. It's each their own, I suppose.
Wow.
And with that, I think it's time to wrap up this monkey episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed.
The fun time.
Remember to follow at Purple Monkey Pod on Twitter. Fucking watch us piss people off. Also, if you're interested in joining our Discord server for Monkey of a Time, go to discord.org, search podcast, go to the Monkey House, that's us, monkeying around. Yeah. Fun times. Once again, thank you to our patrons, Young Pirate One and Lily and Timmy McTim.
Thank you all.
And with that, we are going to Monkey Ooh Ooh. Hop off. Bye-bye, monkey.
Bye-bye. Bye.